Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back for continuing coverage of the winter storm. Historic snow here in New Orleans, truly an anomaly, and presents a bunch of really kind of difficult conditions for a lot of our infrastructure. And speaking of infrastructure, we're joined by Ghassan Corbin, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. Ghassan, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel.
So
Thanks for having me. Here
we are again, Ghassan, talking in the middle of a weather event, and this one's a little strange. One you're used to because you came from up north. So what are the kind of different challenges that this presents to our infrastructure?
Well, to be honest with you, this is unreal, and it's as real of a storm as, you know, by Milwaukee standards even. So this is to be taken seriously, obviously. But the differences are our infrastructure here is a little bit more vulnerable to this kind of weather, and especially the temperature. It's just more susceptible to freezing, a lot of homes that are raised, a lot of pipes that are exposed. So obviously that poses the biggest challenge for us in terms of frozen pipes, bursting pipes that obviously then increase the consumption and tax our supply. So far, so good in terms of, you know, our ability to provide enough water for the city. It looks like people are home and using water, but it's nothing highly unusual. We're running about 146 million gallons from the East Bank, and then about maybe 12 to 13 on the West Bank. So it's steady and manageable so far. So we appreciate folks here heeding to not over running their faucets. Not, you know, excessive running of water obviously causes the biggest issue for us.
Have y'all had many calls relative to pipes bursting?
We have not. And again, the temperatures start dropping, overnight, and it takes a while. You know, you need a long time for it to catch up. And I think, again, people are doing what they need to do, even though we haven't had a major snowstorm. We've had cold weather last handful of years, which kind of heightened awareness of what folks need to do to protect their own pipes, and they have been doing it. Again, evident by the uptick in consumption and just the minimal number of calls so far. So knock on wood that will stay that way. We track low numbers, and we have a couple more days ahead of us, obviously, of continued threat that we need to manage.
Yeah, it's all about temperature and it's all about water pressure at this point, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, you know, back in 2018, I think before my tenure here, you know, there was an overconsumption. People just ran their faucets way too much and they just exhausted the supply, and we lost pressure. We just couldn't keep up. And I think, you know, last five or so years, we've learned as a community to manage the situation better. by having more controlled, you know, spaghetti thin trickle in one of the faucets, you know, farthest faucet in your house, and it seems to be helping.
Ghassan, a lot of the officials are saying they're really more concerned about tomorrow than today. I think at around midnight, the temperature is going to be about 25, and at 4 a.m., they're projecting 20 degrees, and that's not wind chill. That's actual temperature. And in the low 20s through tomorrow morning, all the way up till about 8 a.m., which that eight-hour period of time is going to be critical for us, right?
Absolutely. We're very concerned. And again, you know, now because people are home, water is being used for multiple purposes. So, you know, the threat of frozen pipes is low. It's the concern is when, you know, people go to sleep, what happens in that, you know, very critical 8 to 10 hours. That's why it's very important to find that one faucet and make sure that to run it. Again, you know, we can't overemphasize spaghetti thin. You don't need to gush the water out, because all you need is to keep that water moving in your pipes to prevent it from freezing. But yeah, you're right. The next overnight is going to be very critical, and obviously you need to watch for, you know, on your own property, make sure that you're aware of a pipe bursting. And if that is the case, you know, by now, hopefully everybody would have found their valve, you know, the first access point to your house where water enters in. There's a main valve that you can shut off and contain that leak, and obviously call a plumber as soon as you can to rectify. From our perspective, obviously we're relying on folks to call us, call 52 Water, if they see a water main break in the roadway. That's what we're obviously focusing on. We need to attend to those as soon as possible, and we need, obviously, the eyes and ears of our customers to call us and alert us of such breaks. We haven't had many calls, and again, we suspect, you know, overnight may be very critical, and it's going to might bring us more, you know, a higher number of breaks. So tomorrow is going to be a challenging one.
We talked about temperature. Let's talk about pressure. What is the key element in keeping the system in balance for you guys?
So obviously it all starts with our ability to not only produce water but also pump it. So we had a small issue yesterday. We had to call a boil water advisory in very smaller parts, you know, extremities of the city and the east side of the city. By the way, that boil water advisory has been lifted about a couple minutes ago. All samples came back negative, so we're good to go with that. So it starts with our ability to start with about 70 pound per square inch, 70 PSI, and just, you know, obviously supply the system throughout the city. And it's a balance. It's if we stay around 150 MGDs during tonight, the day, tomorrow, we should be okay. The 15 to 20, maybe 15 in the West Bank, that's a good balance for us. Obviously, if it exceeds it, we're going to start, you know, lacking in supply and matching the demand, and that's when you see the pressure drop. So again, it's all about, I mean, we're in good place. We have a lot of folks staged in the critical places to obviously optimize response time and if needed. So we stand very good and ready today. And again, it takes us doing our job, but it also takes folks at home not overreacting and not overrunning.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Underwater.
I guess one thing that helps the balance, right, is that the commercial draw on the system is probably minimal. Most places closed, right?
Yes, that definitely helps. Obviously, the tourism industry or space is low. Obviously, that's helping. But also, a lot of people are home and cooking and doing laundry and such. So it's so far we haven't seen a drop by any means. I mean, we've seen an uptick, so that means there's people are using water, which is good. And again, if we stay where we are today, and people continue to do what they need to do judiciously, I think we should be fine.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us today and providing us with this information, and I am certain that we will be checking in with you guys over the next 24 hours. And stay safe, stay warm, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Ghassan Corbin, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. Folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.